Janus put in for a transfer once a week, regular as sunrise. Another tablet in the stack wasn't going to make any difference, but the Optio wouldn't have dreamed of saying so. Centurion Julianus was a senior officer, and a man plainly on the thin edge of his temper. "A bad week, sir?" he inquired carefully.
"Oh, no,"
Corius said sarcastically. His aquiline face was tight-stretched, and a few locks of brown hair stuck out untidily from beneath his helmet rim. He looked as if he had jammed it on his head in a hurry.
"I'm a professional soldier. I put in 9 years in the field so I can come here to ship 14 lions and a hippopotamus up the Tiber, along with a herd of goats to feed the lions.
Have you ever slept on a ship where they've been slaughtering goats? Have you ever smelled a lion? Mithras, God, I can still smell their stench on me, and I soaked in the bath with half a bottle of my wife's scent."
"Well, I expect the next run won't be so bad, sir," the Optio said soothingly.
The duties of a peacetime navy got on most men's nerves, but Centurion Julianus looked ready to go around the bend.
"No, this time we'll get to ship a hold full of sand. Sand, mind you. We'll need half the whole damned fleet because Italian sand isn't pretty enough. And now, the Emperor wants a water fight, bless him, to cap off the big day for his games. On the old Augustan Lake by the Tiber. It hasn't been filled in 30 years and will probably drown half the audience. If I'd wanted to be a damned actor, I'd have put on a gold wig and a dress and gone into the theatre."
The Optio nodded sympathetically. A water spectacle meant two navies of condemned men in fake uniforms, fighting each other for the promise of life if they came in on the winning side. That was all right for the civilians and the mob, of course, but not really an amusement for the professional man. And Centurion Julianus didn't much like arena games anyway.
"I'll put your request through, sir," he said, "with the rest of 'em, but I wouldn't be holding my breath."
The Centurion had nearly a year yet to run to the end of a standard tour, and the Misenum commander didn't like training new officers when he could help it. Corius nodded, growled, and turned on his heel. The Optio watched him go. Centurion Julianus was really going to be unhappy when he got the specific orders for the water fight. The Optio had heard about the Emperor's water spectacle already. Very little information, Mr. Headquarters Optio. And word was that it was to be a carefully choreographed rendition of the Battle of Actium, not the usual free-for-all. It would take a lot of training to get the condemned men to put their backs into learning military formation on the slim hope of coming out alive. And Centurion Corius Julianus was going to get to train them. This posting was a favour to him, and Corius knew it. A chance to get fleet experience and mark himself as a well-rounded military man destined for great things. His brother, Flavius, who was on the Emperor Titus's staff, had no doubt a hand in the appointment. But Corius had had a year of it by now, growing daily more rebellious, and had put in for transfer to an active command more times than he could count. Still, here he sat, shipping lions and condemned men up the coast to Rome, or, sillier yet, a cargo of nothing but African sand to keep the arena floor clean. The men condemned to fight in the arena crept into Corius's dreams at night, shackled together and bleeding, lost eyes fixed on his own. After he and Caritius, captain of the flagship of the Misenum fleet, had begun to work out the details of the Emperor's naval spectacle, Corius awoke at night, sweating, to discover that he had kicked off the covers trying to rid his own leg of an imaginary shackle, and to find his wife, Igerna, also coverless, huddled into a chilly ball beside him, with her hands over her face as if somehow his dreams had crept into her own. One night, he had actually sat up screaming, convinced that he was drowning, chained by the leg to a sinking ship. Igerna sat up too, her thin face scared in the moonlight. She had seen him afraid only once before, and then it had been of her. He had let loose his grief for his son's dead mother, enough to fall in love again. This was different, a cold fear from inside the mind, like a dark snake that slid.